Tune in on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Now, boys, don't get into any trouble while Mommy and Daddy are gone. And don't make a mess.
Do you like parties?
Yeah.
We can invite all our friends and have soda and pie.
Yeah!
I hope no bad people show up.
Have to fight for your right to party. You know, I am just gonna say school is about to start. So I like that song. I went back and forth. Glenn, do you like that song?
Not one of my favorites.
Not one of your favorites. You know, I first of all, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. Hello to everybody out there. And I picked that song because we have a guest on today. We're going to be talking about anxiety and how to declutter the mind. So I thought that song was great because I want to say best wishes to all of you starting school. And I think the students are going to have a little anxiety, and I think the parents are going to have it too.
And the teachers.
Well, and the teachers, and I have them in there too. So I thought that that would be a great song because the kids, you know, during the year, you got to worry about certain things. You got to worry about the parties, the school, the stress. And that was the Beastie Boys. And I love the energy, the tone of that. And but I think when you're younger, it's a different vibe than when you're a parent.
Yes, definitely.
So again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio and in Clearwater, Florida. And Rowene, I have our Shrink number 4 here joining me today, and I appreciate you being here. Thank you for coming all the way here to be part of the show today.
You are most welcome. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and I wanted to thank you also for coming to our first live show last week at Avalon. What'd you think about that?
It was so exciting. I love horses, love being around them, and they have such a beautiful facility.
Yes,
The horses are beautiful and well cared for.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's a wonderful escape oasis in the city.
I like that, escape oasis.
It's not far to get there, and so peaceful and so calm.
Yes, and that was at Avalon Staples, and Pam Roush. I kept pronouncing her last name as Roush. It's Roush. Because I was spelling it R-O-U-S-H, but that, who cares about spelling? But I made a mistake, so my apologies to her. But uh-huh. Avalon Staples, we're going to be talking a little more about that because they have a huge event. Some of her riders are in the World Cup, like, championship.
Yes, in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, yeah.
Do you know the two things Kentucky are known for?
What?
Racehorses and cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders?
Yeah, apparently they have some of the most decorated cheerleader groups wow. in the United States. So.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know. I was going to say racehorses and hats.
Oh, well, the hats go with the racehorses. Yeah, but no, racehorses and cheerleaders.
That's right. Well, I'm going to get started here today. Again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and what we do here is we have shrinks. I have a couple of different shrinks, and we tie in licensed therapy and or suggestions on various topics, along with my wraps, who are my friends, and people in our community come on air, and we want to build our community. We want to make it very, very strong. So I feel like this show is our community station, but then what we really do, which is more fun, like the Beastie Boys, we play music, and we tie the lyrics into the topic with the licensed therapist and with the wraps point of view. With that being said, I want you to know that this entire show is based on opinions and suggestions, and we're just here to lift you up because everybody matters. So back to school, good luck to everybody. I definitely want to wish everybody good luck. To all your teachers, thank you for what you do for our children. And we established the song has two different meanings from
yes.
a parent. And to a student. And today we were going to talk again. Today we're going to be talking about the anxiety and how to manage stress. There's been a lot that's been going on. But I would also like to wish my sweet niece, before we get started with our main topic today, I would like to wish my niece a very happy birthday. It's a big birthday for her and this Sunday. And I also want to wish everybody out there for this week, if your birthday's there, I know Trish, our nonprofit host, it was her birthday, my friend Kim. And I'd also like to thank my sponsor, who sponsors this show. I really appreciate that. And for all my friends and companies in our community that have been part of this show. So let's get our Loosen Up song. I'm going to have to play it for a little louder, Glenn, because I got to find my glasses. I can't see anything. I feel like Scooby-Doo in here. Like,
and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Now, softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
good. Okay, so I had to go get my rose-colored glasses.
Perfect.
You know what? I used to be accused of that. Oh, you wear rose-colored glasses. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I like them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like looking at the world the way I see it in a positive way. And who can guess between Glenn and Rowene who sings that song? Do y'all know?
Oh,
no pressure.
Either Jan and Dean or the Beach Boys.
You both are right. Beach Boys is right. Glenn's got his shirt on. And can you tell me the title of it, Glenn? I think you got a head start on that one.
Well, I did, but I know it anyway because I'm a music buff. Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations. And that is a classic. And as I said before, download the Shazam app, because music is releases a lot of answers sometimes that you don't even realize it. And I think you could pick your music sometimes, and we're going to talk about that through our show with anxiety, and which will probably be good for me today as well. But songs really do matter. But I wanted to, I did a little research, and it says, what song makes people the happiest? And they said Good Vibrations. They said study finds reports that the university professor claims to have found a scientific formula to discover what song makes people the happiest. And it was the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. So did that make y'all a little happier?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So that, well, and that's what I'm saying. So it was happy.
Yeah, happy.
We went from Beastie Boys, and I do like Beastie Boys, but we went from, you know, like, yes, that to Good Vibrations. So, Rowene, thank you so much again for being here. Last week, we talked a little bit at Avalon Staples, and we were talking about how horses can really provide good therapy for people. And
absolutely.
For younger kids, especially, to build confidence. Mm-hmm. And I do believe, sorry about my banana. So, today, we're going to talk a little bit about, there is a lot going on. School is starting, and it's, like you said, teachers, parents, and students. We have the economy's kind of tough, you know, let's not deny that. I know, you know, and but the flood that just happened, and I said that about the economy because the other day there was a gentleman, their whole neighborhood got flooded, and they didn't have any insurance. And he's like, I can't even get in my car to go to work to provide for my family. Yeah. And that's real anxiety. So mm-hmm. I want to talk to you a little bit about managing that. And then we got the heat, and the holidays are, they're going to come quick. But let's start with what you have to say about anxiety. We've talked a little bit about it, but I don't think we talked enough about it. Let's start with you.
Yeah. Anxiety is worry about the future. Yeah. Anxiety always takes place in the future. And so one of the strongest antidotes to anxiety is to ground in the present. Mindfulness, which is being talked about all across the country, mm-hmm. and a DBT, which is a type of therapy that we use that's grounded in research-based psychology. And DBT is about mindfulness, about staying in the present.
In the moment.
Yeah. And in the moment without allowing your thoughts to wing to the future and the what-ifs.
Right.
Now, you know, what's really interesting to me with the what-ifs is it's a crapshoot. It's a 50-50 option. Mm-hmm. The things could be bad, but they could be worse. They could be bad good.
Right.
And so training ourselves to focus on the positive rather than the negative can be a helpful situation when you're feeling anxious.
Right.
One of the DBT techniques that's really helpful is called the five senses exercise. Mm-hmm. And wherever you're at, you take a pause and a deep breath and identify five things that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Then after, so identify five things you can see.
Well, see. Right now I see my light.
Yep.
The light.
Yes.
I see Glenn. Uh-huh. I see you.
Yep.
I see a Master Visa card sign back there.
Excellent.
And I see microphones.
Perfect. Now, four things that are touching your body.
Right now?
Right now.
Well, my glasses are touching, my earphones, the chair, and,
yes,
and my purse with everything I own is touching my hip right now.
Perfect.
In disguise.
And notice, is your chair supporting you?
Yes. Yes.
So there's nothing to worry about because you are being supported,
right,
by everything around you. The, right, earth is also supporting us.
Right.
Three things you hear.
I hear you talking.
Yep. You hear me talking.
I hear myself sniffling like I always do on here, which I pay attention to because I know it's obnoxious, but I do. What else do I hear? I hear silence.
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's three.
Two things that you smell.
I smell my banana that I didn't eat, half of it.
Okay.
I do. I smell, what else do I smell? I think I smell my perfume.
Okay. Perfect.
That puts me in a good mood.
Now, for the last one, you can either do the last thing you tasted. So what do you taste?
My banana, my vitamin drink.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Or I change that up a little bit and have you say a positive affirmation. Something that you know to be totally true about you. What's something you know to be totally true about you that's positive?
I'm happy. I'm a happy person. I really am.
Okay.
But yeah. I do worry, and I am an overthinker.
Okay. So yeah. When you start to worry and when you start to overthink, if you come back to the five senses or four senses and affirmation, how do you feel right now?
I feel good. The moment is good.
The moment is good.
I'm here. I'm in my chair. I went through a lot of traffic, but I'm good.
Yes, the traffic was terrible.
Yeah.
But that's how we ground ourselves back in the present rather than winging off into the future.
Right.
So that's an immediate thing we can do because we can do that without anybody else knowing it. We don't need help.
Can I say that I feel like what you're saying, I just want to add to, I have actually had to do that because one of my friends said, her mom said, 90% of the things you worry about do not happen.
Correct.
And I thought that was great. The other thing is I found that it does not serve a purpose. It just,
none.
It does not serve a purpose. Sometimes it motivates you if you've got, you know, something, you know, and you're like, it might motivate you, but to dwell on it, you have no control of it.
That's it.
Right. And I advise, like, with wisdom of where I'm at and my friends, the other raps, I find that it's best to be in the moment and worry about that one thing.
Absolutely.
Only. So what you're saying is you have to train your mind to do that.
Yes. Mindfulness is part of the Buddhist tradition, but we have adapted it in the United States for anxiety and centering.
Mm-hmm.
So, and mindfulness is about keeping completely focused on the present, on what is happening right in the moment. And rarely is anything horrible in the moment.
Right.
So when we can bring ourselves back to that moment and appreciate just the moment, then the anxiety and the worry goes into a lull.
Right.
The issue, the thing with anxiety and worry is you focus on the bad stuff.
Right.
But there's a 50-50 chance of the good stuff happening.
And then you're taking the present away.
And then you're taking it away. We ground in the moment is called the present because it's the only gift we've got is the moment. You know, something new can happen 10 minutes from now. Could be good. Could be not so good.
Yeah.
But trusting ourselves and our knowledge that we can handle whatever comes up, whether we like it or not, because sometimes we don't like the things. There is something called the cockroach theory.
And interesting.
This is the story of the cockroach theory. There was a man in a restaurant, patio restaurant, and a woman, a couple of tables over, a cockroach landed on her.
Uh-huh.
And so she started jumping around, flailing around, batting herself, batting the cockroach. And she succeeded in flicking the cockroach onto another woman, who again...
It's funny when it's somebody else.
...jumped around, panicked, was trying to flick the cockroach. And she flicked it onto the server.
Okay.
So the server picked up a napkin, calmly picked up a napkin, picked up the roach, walked it away to a different place and disposed of it. Very calm.
Yeah.
No hysteria.
Right. Panicking.
And no panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who was observing said, the reason the waitress could do that or the server could do that was because they know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our anxiety, most of our panic, most of our fear is because we don't believe we know how to handle things.
Yeah.
It has really nothing to do with what's on the exterior.
You don't believe in yourself, basically, to be able to deal with it. Maybe that is, would that be right?
That is right. That is the core of finding confidence, is believing that you can handle the situation no matter what, no matter whether you like it or not, no matter whether it's scary or not, you know what to do. So believing in yourself.
Right.
And your own abilities to handle whatever shows up in front of you that day.
That you can handle, not somebody else, not your spouse, not your family member. So that's definitely a confidence thing.
It's a self-care and a self-worth thing.
Yeah.
And knowing that we have the ability to handle whatever shows up for us.
Right.
You know, we might not always like it, but we can still handle it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So beginning to practice good self-care and acknowledge self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that you do have more ability and capability than you sometimes think you do.
Right. And I think, too, not to think like overthinking, like if you get too far ahead in your thoughts, then you get lost in just that first step you need to take. Like, yes. I feel like it's healthy to just think about the first step only.
Yes, only.
Yeah, don't think about what the outcome, the what ifs, like you said.
Exactly.
Yeah, and like right now, there's a lot of people that have anxiety. Just be, what is today's problem only?
Only.
Yeah, because it could be debt. It could be, how am I going
to
pay my bills next week? It can be this flooding.
But next week is even future.
But that's what I mean. So what's going on today?
Today.
And that's what you were saying, to be in the moment.
And that's where the five senses or the square breathing that we've talked about before on here, that's where those things come into practice. Practicing mindfulness of just the moment.
And you have to train your thoughts. You know, you have to train.
You
have to be aware that you're doing that and train them.
You have to catch yourself. Yeah. We all operate on habit.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, that it's something I'd read, that it's good to keep your anxieties in a different hour in the day, not before you go to bed. Like maybe pick, pick 3 o'clock for your worry hour. Get all your worries out, and then don't think about it after 4, because then you can do that. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of something called brain dumping.
Okay.
And again, couple of hours before bed, grab a journal, and anything and everything that you've worried about, just write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get into bed and start to worry, sit up and write down the worries. You can pick them up the next morning.
Right.
But you clear them out of your mind to begin with.
Right.
So doing a brain dump.
I like that.
Just move out anything that's in your mind that may or may not be worrisome.
I like that.
And know that you can pick it back up.
Right.
It's not going anywhere.
Right. And then I think that listing the one thing that you need to do tomorrow and not to, I think a lot of people set themselves up for failure and they create anxiety. Not everybody. Hi, Devin. Hi. So not everybody, like life happens, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, life happens. But I feel like a lot of times, personally, I feel like I put pressure on myself, or my friends might put overload on themselves, and that creates such an anxiety. Be practical with yourself and dare to say, like, if you can't do it, you can't do it. Don't be afraid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Practicing the word no is very important to not overloading ourselves.
Yeah. And, you know, can I go back to sounds really quick? Because, well, I'm going to stay on this. This is my ADD because I'll take you all over the map. But let me just ask you this. For anxiety, some people get it at night. Some people get it right when they wake up. What is that about? Why are there different? Have you ever had that where someone said, like, why would you get it in the morning when you've had a good night rest?
Because you've had a period of time of not thinking about it.
Okay. So you pushed it aside.
So you just put compartmentalized and pushed it aside so you could sleep. But the second you wake up, all that comes flooding back in.
That just goes to show you how much the power of the mind is.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when you wake up, this is my son. Hold on one second. Hey, Dalton, I'm on the show. And we're in the middle of anxiety. Like, okay, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. All right, bye. Okay. So anyway, all right. So that was my dog is sick, by the way. And so speaking of anxiety, but I'm not going to think about it. All right. So what you were saying is, I think that that's so interesting because of the brain and the subconscious and how important it is of what you take in and how you manage it. Like working out, exercising, or whatever you do in that balance in life.
Yes.
So I think if you go to bed at night and you wake up with that anxiety, but embrace your day and just be in the moment. I'm good right now. Feel yourself stretch, you know?
Yes. It's really imperative that as soon as you open your eyes, you say to yourself, it's going to be a great day.
Yes.
I got this.
That's right.
So you start with a positive affirmation for yourself. I know some time ago I went through a little period of depression, and I would wake up and go, oh, God, not another day.
Yeah.
And as soon as I was able to flip that to, great, it's going to be a good day. I'll get done what I need. Then I began to follow that edict. So whatever we say to ourselves when we first wake up, sets the tone for the day.
I agree, and I'm glad you brought that up because that was one of my notes. I've got so many notes about this topic, but I do believe, you know, when you're saying I'm having a terrible day, then everything bad starts happening, and then it's contagious, then everybody's moody.
Yes.
But when you're having a great day, then it's funny how everything, oh, you got every green light, oh, this happened today, oh, I got this phone call. It's to me, and not in a weird way, but an interesting way to pay attention. If you're listening to my show right now and you're out there and you're in traffic, try to reset your mind like it's a good day and only invite positive stuff as much as you can and put a limit to the toxic stuff and see what the energy does. It's interesting when you really pay attention to the energy.
Well, that's why I love the song Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
The whole universe is made up of energy.
Yep.
Some slow-moving energy, some fast-moving energy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all energy.
Mm-hmm.
And energy interacts with one another.
Mm-hmm.
So when we put out a negative thought, the energy of negativity around gets attracted to that.
Right.
The universal law of attraction is like attracts like. It's not opposites attract.
Right.
It is like attracts like. So when you put out a positive thought, when you put out a positive thought process and affirmation, you're going to attract back the energy that matches that.
Right. And then find the equation. Let's just say, okay, you know, like you got a credit card that's a little high right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this has given me a lot of anxiety. And you want to dismiss it. But to have a problem, solve it. And write it down, like you said, so you get rid of that. Solve your problems. And write it.
Well, that's what doing the brain dump does.
Yeah,
it allows you to get everything out of your mind and then take a look and maybe make a tentative positive statement about what you will do about it the next day.
Right. Right.
Or if there is anything you can do.
Or a short-term goal and a long-term goal, because that does help too, because it takes the pressure off of you knowing you have it written down and all that.
It does.
Yeah. You know, when you were talking about Glenn, I don't know, I'm gonna delay. I'll let you know how my show's going because I want to play the order of songs that I gave you, but not yet. Yeah, I want to ask you both. I have like sensitivity to noises.
Oh, yes.
And they say there's the top most annoying sounds that can create a little bit of anxiety. Do you know what they are? Not maybe anxiety.
Screeching.
It can trigger a mood, like car alarms, loud chewing or slurping, fingernails on hard surface, but squeaky doors. But you sense your mood changing a little bit. High-pitched screeching, heavy construction noises, and persistent honking or sirens. That starts a mood, don't you think? That creates anxiety?
It creates a release of cortisol.
Yeah.
And cortisol is the stress hormone that we experience when we're beginning to ramp up.
Yeah.
And the stress hormone of cortisol, any of you have that middle tummy belly fat roll or the barrel belly? That's cortisol in action.
Mm-hmm.
Cortisol's job is to prepare the body for fight.
Right.
For flight.
Right.
And in order to do that, we have to protect our vulnerable insides. And so fat around our middles is the responsibility of cortisol. Right. And we don't want that.
Right, but I'm just thinking like triggering, like, you know, things that trigger anxiety, something start, then you're having a bad day or other people's negativity can carry right. on. So how to stop anxiety quickly? What's your take on that?
Square breathing.
Square breathing. We're going to do a little, hey, Glenn.
Square breathing.
Can we hear, I want to say this really quick. When she says, this is the Good Vibration song, but what is the best song for anxiety relief? And I did a little research and it says when a sound therapist from the British Academy of Sound Therapy, they claim to compose a song that is scientifically proven to alleviate stress and anxiety. So I got this track. So let's listen to it. It's called Weightless. It's the number one song across the world, they say, and again, suggestions and opinions. It's by the band Marconi Union. Do we have that? Let's listen to What Calms You. Give you a little bit of that. I want you to give it a fair shot. Last night I was like, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to try it tonight with my lights dim and I'm going to see what happens and I'm going to breathe in and out. But it's called Weightless and they have scientific proof about this this track. So again, Weightless by the band Marconi Union. Check it out. Try it. It doesn't hurt to try things, right? So listen, I am trying. I've got, about 3 minutes before I have to switch topics really quick. But what, and we're going to be talking throughout the whole time, but tell us a little bit more how to clear your mind with like, what do you think, like, give us some more ideas about how to clear your mind.
Okay. So meditation is excellent. A lot of Westerners have a misidea of what meditation is. It is not completely clearing your mind so that you see nothing or hear nothing. I kind of liken it to fishing, not catching. You let any thoughts just, you find a focal point, usually breath. Sometimes it can be a voice if it's a guided meditation. And you just follow that breath or the voice, and any thoughts, just let the thoughts drift by. Much like fishing, the fish swim by, but you don't catch them. It's stopping the catching.
Right.
You don't want to catch. You're going to have lots of thoughts, but
remember,
you don't want to catch.
Just the thought.
But
to
they're
just
the thoughts, and they just float through.
Right.
And keep in mind, our thoughts lie to us, our emotions lie to us. They are not considered very good feedback loops.
Right.
So meditating just allows them to float through, not catching, while you focus on your focal point, whether it's your breath or whether it's your square breathing or the guided meditation.
Right. And I think breathing in, breathing out, in balance, and shifting your focus. It also says 8 ways to clean your mind, too, is to be mindful, like you said. Start writing. I'm just kind of wrapping up. Put on music, like we have. Get some good sleep. Take a walk. Tidy up. Unfocus. And talk about it. To release that, because like we said, when you wake up, it's going to come out somewhere, and that's where the anxiety comes in. And
this is just a really interesting fact to me. The reason, statistically, the reason that men die before women is because they don't share and they don't talk about their anxiety, their worries, and their fears.
Yeah, they were trained to kind of keep everything in.
They were trained to keep it all inside.
Yeah.
So if they, if anyone listening would want to change something, get your man to talk about his issues.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree. I think communication, and it's just a release. So I just want to say thank you, Rowan. We're going to be probably talking through the rest of the hour about this, but I'm going to get to my main song. But before I get to it, and I thank you, but we're not done yet. We're going to go to Janice, and we're going to come back.
Okay.
But some sounds that calm anxiety: bird songs, forest sounds, night sounds, river streams, running water, leaves, loose leaves, and soothing rain. So if you have a little bit of anxiety,
humming.
Well, think about that, because when you're in your mother's,
humming and chanting are two other ways.
I love that. That's love. Well, I love that. And when it says, I just want to read this statistic for all you students out there. It says music can be distracting and lowering stress, and humming is, since I can't sing, humming would be my way of singing. But it says research suggests that listening to music may lessen the impact of depression and anxiety. And that was a 2019 study found that college students who listen to classical music every day for 2 months had significantly lower levels of anxiety.
Dr. Daniel Amen is a neuroscientist.
Okay, we're going to go ahead. You know what? I'm going to take a listen. We're going to get Detective Jay on the line, then we're going to go to our main song after that, because she is in the middle. Detective Jay, hello.
Hey there. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you again for being with us last week at Avalon. And you set that whole scene up, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And Detective Jay, as you know, we're talking about, we've had the storms here. We have the heat. We have school starting. We're talking about anxiety. I wanted your take on what your opinion is about managing the triggers of it and how to manage it. Tell us what you think about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think it anxiety comes a lot from our social media.
Yeah.
There's so many pros and cons from the social media.
Yeah.
And basically what we have to look at is there's really five signs of your social media anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only tell you with this hurricane, everything that's coming, you're glued, you know, to it. And so you're looking, you're constantly worrying about missing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found myself consistently looking at my weather app,
mm-hmm.
you know, constantly looking, are we getting more rain? What's going on, looking at the map. I didn't want to miss, you know, an update. And basically this just helps, it helps that you know, but on the other side, you're so preoccupied with social media.
Right. What do you say about that, Rowan?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think one of the best things we can do for ourselves is limit our contact with social media
mm-hmm.
to 30 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And not when you first open your eyes in the morning.
And if it's too much.
True. That's really true, mm-hmm. because you get constantly, and I really think of our young young teenagers and young adults, they get constantly worried about missing out. They're anxious about keeping up with posts and updates, and they're fearing about missing out.
Yeah.
And then it causes your self-esteem to fluctuate.
Yeah.
Like you're looking and you're like, oh man, I only got like 5 likes on that. I thought that was a cool post. And then you feel restless, like when you're not connected, like, oh man, you know, what's going on? I'm not connected here. You feel uneasy or irritable. Like, and then you find yourself checking that social media. So you have to notice that, and you have to change your social behavior so that it's not, some people feel like, oh, this is my time to release. But sometimes all it does is it's a social media habit.
Yeah.
So you have to say, I'm not going to have that habit.
Yep, and I think that it's up to the parents and the teachers, hopefully, to educate the children, you know, or the kids about that, because it's all learned behavior. And self-esteem, we don't need the social media, like you said, take the phone away. Confidence is where, you know, all that comes from. But, you know, I have to say something about the social media, too. And Rowan, Glenn, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I know sometimes I'll be watching a regular TV show. And I know these TV shows make money off the commercials, and I appreciate all the commercials. I'm seeing a little bit of a change, but I'll be watching something, I'm in a great mood, and then they go to something where it tells you all the side effects and what you can get of a medical, you know, and I love medical, the medical industry, but I go from one happy to a major anxiety attack, and I don't even watch the commercials. So they're really not getting what they need if I'm going to get anxiety from the commercial. What do you have to say about that? And Detective Jay.
I think it's kind of funny that now with all pharmaceuticals that they're advertising, they have to list all the side effects.
Oh, they have to?
They
Is
have
that why? Because I'm like,
it's required.
I can't. Then I'm like, then I feel my mood shifting, and then I start feeling phobic, and I'm like, oh my gosh, do I have those signs?
What you want to know what's even worse? You want to know what's even worse? People are naming their kids these names of these medications. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm not
like
gonna
going to
give up. Yeah, but you know, well, the thing is, I mean, the medicine is so important, but for me, I like to keep that and control it when you need it, but I don't want to hear about it if I don't need it. But I definitely am happy for everybody when they get it. Hope that makes sense.
One thing I definitely want to say is let's don't get preoccupied with social media.
Yeah.
Let's make sure our thoughts are not media dominated.
Yes.
And that your day, that you're not checking social media 50 times.
Yep.
Right.
And that at night, it's not the last thing at night you see and the first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Your engagement levels just have to be different because otherwise it contributes to your anxiety.
I appreciate your take on that, and I appreciate you coming on the show today, and thank you for that, because it's one of my wraps, my detective, that's her opinion of what creates a social anxiety, and I agree with you, and together we'll figure all this out. So thank you, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Thank you, Detective Jay, and thank you.
Of course.
Detective Jay, real quick, can you give a shout out to Avalon and that championship that's coming up? Can you give a shout out to Pam about that?
I'm going to give a shout out, and I'm just going to tell everybody that we're going to have all that information, all that update for them coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The big world championships are coming up in Kentucky, and we're going to have all that information. And if you want any more, go to AvalonStables.com. Big shout out to Pam Roush.
That's right. And we'll be I'll be talking about her all the way up until and through that event. So thank you.
And then hopefully we do a follow-up.
That's going to be done. It's not hopefully. It is happening. So thank you.
Happening.
Have a great day.
Right.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much for
thank
that.
You.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. So, Glenn, I'm gonna define this. I'm gonna play my main song. It's delayed a little bit, but Rowan, what music would you say calms humans the most?
That's when I started just a few minutes ago about talking about Dr. Daniel Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He did research with PET scans and came up with a list of the music that's best for you and the music that's worst for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the best music for you to listen to is classical music, and what they're calling spa music these days, and jazz is good, and the most surprising thing that is good for you is country music.
I love it, because it's got a story, too.
Country music is very soothing and relaxing.
Right.
And he was very surprised that country music was one of the in the top five of things that will help you relax. So if you need some words other than the classical or the spa music, you can go to country music.
Well, I do that. I put the colored lights in my restroom, in my bathroom, and then I have my dog. She's on her thing, and then I have nice music going on when I need to relax.
Yeah.
But, you know, before you take your bathroom shower. So right here we have a couple minutes. I'm winding down the clock right now, but to add to what you said, and country music is great, and I think I've started listening. I like the stories behind the music. Mm-hmm. So I always say listen to all the lyrics, but we're going to listen just a little bit. It says, what music calms humans? I have here, it says, jazz relaxes the body by activating alpha brain waves and calming the mind. It works wonders for reducing anxiety and increasing productiveness. On that note, I'm going to take a listen to this one little song by, it's called Songbird, by Kenny G.
Thank you.
Glenn, and you're right. The song there, that's Kenny G, and I was going to play Songbird. But I'm going to tell you, I tested both the songs. Songbird is his number one song for relaxation, but Forever in Love was the tune that you just played. Thank you. And I knew that. I don't know why I didn't say that. Songbird is number one song that most people like, but Forever in Love is such a beautiful. I found that tune to be more relaxing. So that's Kenny G, and that was just 3 minutes of that. So if you need to relax, pay attention to what these songs and what works best for you. And Rowan, I appreciate you, your input on all that and the information that you have on that. So we're going to go to Renee real quick about entertainment, and let's take a listen to Renee. What's going on in our community, Renee?
Hi, my girl. Hi. I'm very relaxed after that wonderful song.
Thank you.
I love Kenny G.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking, first we're going to start off with concerts.
Uh-huh.
I know I mentioned last week, real brief, UB40 is tonight. It's at the Bay Care Sound in Clearwater. It starts at 6 p.m. There's still tickets available. That's with English Beat and Maxie Priest.
Uh-huh.
And then on August 10th, we have a little different beat, but I think you'll be from Freestyle Explosion, and it's a throwback jam of the 90s with Lisa and Stevie B. Do you remember that? It starts at 7.
Uh-huh.
And you can get tickets at the box office, at the Amel Arena box office,
mm-hmm.
or Eventbrite. August 14th, a heads up, because they're going fast, is Zach Bryan is at Raymond James Stadium at 7 p.m. There are tickets left on Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
For our festivals this week, we have August 9th, which is tomorrow, 8 p.m., the Bolts Brew Fest. It's at the Amalie Arena, but it's in that courtyard in the Amalie Arena,
mm-hmm.
and it's in an outdoor, $45 a ticket. And it goes up to maybe 55.
Mm-hmm.
There are tickets still available at AmelieArena.com. And it's a brew fest, so it's like 50 different breweries on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some oversized games, and they also said there's a new artist area there.
Nice.
Okay, and let's move on to this fun market that's coming up this weekend. It only happens twice a month. It's the Market Marie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge local market at Coachman Park.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 10 and it goes to 2 p.m. They have a plethora of different vendors. It's on 300 Cleveland Park.
Nice.
Sunday, August 11th, my favorite, but I've been there a million times, Fresh
mm-hmm.
Market at Hyde Park.
Uh-huh.
It goes from 10 until 2 p.m. It features over 80 local vendors, and it also includes produce, plants,
ooh,
handcrafted items, live music, food trucks.
I love that. I love to go to get just fresh produce, like a good tomato.
Yes.
You know,
same.
I love that. That's so much. It reminds me of my days with my grandmother. I love that.
Same, me too. I feel like we need more of that. Well, I wanted to mention one more noteworthy place.
I got a visitor, Renee. Ginger's in here with me.
Oh,
sorry, Ginger, Lola's doggy. I love her. Go ahead.
So there's one more noteworthy place that I think a lot of people keep forgetting about, and
uh-huh.
we are a big sports town, right?
Uh-huh.
Little, I forgot to mention this, that the Rays are in town, and they're playing the Baltimore Orioles this weekend, but they have a summer concert series.
Oh.
That I vapor locked on, but they are Friday is 6:50 start. Saturday is a 7:15 start, but the concert is with Riley Green, country artist, and he'll be performing at the post game, so right after the game, maybe 30 minutes after the game,
uh-huh.
on the field, we have there's a concert.
That's
and
awesome.
And Sunday is a day game, a 1:40. Now, I wanted to mention something. I don't know if you had any nonprofits this week, but I was going to mention a little one that's kind of near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Got
30 seconds, my sweet friend. 30 seconds. Yep.
Brooks Butterfly Bash. It's a nonprofit. It's Saturday, August 10th,
mm-hmm.
and it benefits lupus.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Michael Murphy Gallery, and it's at 2701 South McGill Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and it's a donation of $35. But the But the author's going to be there. And the neat thing about it is the little girl, Brooke, has passed. And she is the illustrator of the book.
Okay. Oh, I love that.
Brooke Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can walk to, you can go to it and just donate $35 if you.
That is so nice. I appreciate you bringing it up. Trish is gone, and I had asked Renee, and thank you for doing your homework on there. We're down to 4 minutes, Renee. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week. Thank you, thank you. And I'd like to just make a couple more notes. Zaw Boutique, we have our regular boutiques here in Bella Lucia, as Renee represents a lot, South Tampa. We have Coco B, Halima, over in right over here by Safety Harbor Spa in Safety Harbor, and those are great boutiques. And there's also Zaw Boutique in St. Pete. She's having a happy 6 years to you, to Zaw Boutique. So, Rowene, do you have anything, any closing statements today? We have like 15 seconds for a closing statement. You have anything you want to say?
Sure. Keep grounded in the present and with music. No heavy metal.
Yeah.
And no rap. Those completely exacerbate all the anxiety.
Oh, I don't know. Rap, I like rap in the gym. I get a lot of anxiety. We're going to continue on that note. I'm down to 3 minutes. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for being here. But it's what's up to you. But manage your day. Be mindful. It is your life. It is your chapter. You matter. And just, you have one life to live, people. You have one life to live. So pick positivity and be control of your own book. And I am going to end today with, where is my closing statement? Stay tuned, actually, with Devin. She's going to be here right after me. And let's listen to Only Time. And have a great week. Take care.
Say if your love grows as your heart shows. WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Tropical Storm Debbie is getting weaker, but still causing major problems along the East Coast. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
North Carolina continues to face unrelenting rain and destruction.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson's tracking conditions.